Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Saving money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Live from Orlando, Florida, you're listening to the Orlando Magic HQ Podcast, the voice of Magic fans. Join us every week for a unique fan perspective on all of the latest Magic news and updates. The show starts now.
What's up, Magic fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Orlando Magic HQ Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and Bet Online. It is Sunday evening. We're recording this episode post Orlando Magic and Charlotte Hornets at about 9:40 at night. And the Magic massive win against the Charlotte Hornets, where it puts us 7 games in a row where the Magic are in the win column. I'm sure that a lot of people are tired of eating Papa John's. I'm sure that Papa John's, from a marketing standpoint, this is not what they is at a point that they're losing money, right, Al?
They have to be. And add to the list also, add Chick-fil-A. These players keep missing 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. So if you're actually redeeming this pizza coupons and this Chick-fil-A coupons, just keep an eye on it, because it's the holidays. You got to put on some weight.
Everyone in Orlando is getting fed in perfect timing with Thanksgiving being over. And we got our eyes set now for December. But, man, the Magic have been playing awesome basketball. And in today's episode, we're gonna harp a little bit about, you know, what exactly has led to the Magic playing so well on this 7-game winning streak and kind of what's ahead. But before we get into it, just a quick word from our sponsor. The holiday season is off and rolling with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting midseason form. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. With up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, BetOnline is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the Big Four, BetOnline has info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that is played. From MMA to international soccer, head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. So to start off this episode, I wanted to do a little activity. If you haven't noticed, man, the Orlando Magic have been doing this thing where in the beginning of the season, I believe it was the beginning of the season, where they asked specific players to draw the logo of their opposing teams, and they've been utilizing the picture that is drawn as part of the scoreboard, which I think is pretty dope, because we've been seeing some very, very interesting drawings. Would you agree with me, Al?
Oh, it's been fun, especially tonight against the Hornets. That was really, really cool.
Yeah. So I think Jalen Suggs was the one that drew the Hornet. So we thought, man, it can't be too hard to draw a Hornet, right? So Al, we're gonna put 30 seconds up real quick. You got your pen and paper ready. I got mine
ready.
Yeah, and just to kind of confirm for everyone in YouTube land, I got a blank piece of paper. We're gonna do this drawing real quick, 30 seconds, and see what we come up with, and see if you know we compete well with Jalen Suggs. All right,
let's do it. All right, so I got the timer ready? Here for recording. You can go yep. live now. Go.
Cool. So when it comes to the Hornets, I am not a good drawer whatsoever, but I've been playing with AI a little bit. And I think I kind of have the gist of what a Hornet would look like, right?
You think so? I have no clue. I saw the logo in the box score for tonight's game. That's my cheat, I guess, but I have no idea what I'm doing here. Let's see. 10 seconds, bro.
Is there a basketball in the Hornets logo?
If you want it to be. 3, 2, 1.
All right.
What you got? Go first.
All right. So, no, let's see your first. What you got?
Let's see if you can see this. Can you see that?
Yeah. It looks like a Pokemon. Dang, you even wrote out the Charlotte Hornets? Man, yeah. It's not bad. I like it.
It's not bad. What you got?
Not bad. Your Hornets have, like, armpit hair, but it's not bad. That's what I came up with.
Whoa. Right? Hey, that's actually better than Schofield. I got to say it. But there's no ball in the logo.
There's not a ball in the logo?
No.
I'll take a look at it right now.
Charlotte Hornets.
Hornets. Oh, man. I didn't even put the antennas for the Hornets. All right. So yeah. Maybe it's not as easy as it looks. I think Schofield was the one that did the Celtics one, right?
The opposite. So Jalen Suggs is the Celtics and Schofield did it tonight. But the cool thing
was
if you guys caught it in the game, but they took the drawing, they actually made it into the Hornets logo for the rest of the game. That was pretty cool. I may have missed it for the Celtics, but I noticed it tonight. That was really cool. Because again, the rest of the night, if you look at the Jumbotron, you're like, what is that? And it was actually the drawing. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, man, the atmosphere, you're at the games. You go to every, you're a season ticket holder, so you get to go to every single game. But just from watching the games from home, it feels different. It feels louder. It feels like, it shouldn't feel like a playoff game just yet, but it feels that way. It feels like every basket matters, and maybe can kind of contribute some of that to the fact that, you know, the end season gives it a little more of that feeling, but man, the Magic holding on to the second place spot in the East is fun, man. It's fun to brag about. I've been going into every single debate, whether it's on social media, whether it's friends in person, with a little different type of swagger in my debates, because the Magic are the real deal. And if you don't know by now, it's happening little by little, where the national media now is starting to catch up to what we know. And it really, this homestead has been an awesome confidence booster for, I think, for the fan base, because you said it yourself, we were talking about it a little off air, where there was multiple times against the Celtics where, you know, there was obviously a lot of green, and there was times where they've attempted to start some Boston Celtics chance, but this year it just wasn't happening.
No, and I mean, that same thing happened with the Lakers when they were in town. So again, major props to Magic fans that are showing up to the games. I'm one that if you again sat next to me in the past or whatever, I wasn't really the loudest. But man, this year, the energy at the arena is forcing me to. I don't know if it's my new seats. I don't know what it is. But my wife is a true witness of this. I've lost my voice a couple times. Like that Lakers game, I came home with no voice. So I emailed you. Hey, I texted you like, hey, should we record tonight? And then I'm like, nah, we can't do this because I had no voice. So like that multiplied times 18,000 people at Amway, it's been happening. And to your point, the energy of this team, man, like you can think about Jalen Suggs, Mo Wagner, they're pumping the crowd in the game to get louder. Like that is amazing. That Jalen Suggs 3 to put the Celtics away and him waving at the crowd, waving at Celtics fans goodbye, that was priceless. So like you love the fact that the team wants this place to be a fun and loud environment. And fans are responding. So it's been a wild start to the season. I could have never, I mean, a million years, you would have told me with the schedule that we have, the Magic will be 12-5 after 17 games. I would have thought you were crazy. I would have never taken that bet. Yet here we are. And on top of that, by the way, Markelle Fultz and Wendell Carter will only be playing 5 games in that stretch. I would have laughed right in your face, and yet here we are.
This past week, the Magic beat the Toronto Raptors 126-107. Then a big game against the Nuggets. Yeah, they don't have Jamal Murray, but it's still the Denver Nuggets. AG, you got, you know, Porter Jr., you got, you know, the Joker. This is still the Denver Nuggets. I can still do a lot of damage, and the Magic beat them 124-119. And then the big game against the Boston Celtics where, you know, we took them 113-96. Must-win game for, you know, the in-season tournament. And then tonight's game, we beat the Hornets 130-117. Really, really tough, you know, outlook for the Hornets where they ended up losing LaMelo Ball pretty early into the game. Who suffered, you know, after a collapse with Paolo Banchero. And as much as I would have loved for LaMelo Ball to, you know, my preference would be to play against a team at full strength and full health, mm-hmm. because you don't want that little asterisk where, well, you only beat us because, you know, you don't have LaMelo Ball. And I felt like that was some of the stuff that we were also hearing when we played against the Boston Celtics, where, you know, they weren't at full health. Right, they didn't have Jrue Holiday that was available, but it's a constant reminder that needs to be said, dude. We're not healthy either. We still don't have Markel Fultz. We still don't have Wendell Carter Jr. We don't have our starting point guard or center. I really couldn't tell you what team in the NBA could seriously do what the Magic are doing without their starting point guard and starting center. Like that's we should not be winning these games. And we are, but we're winning it because of the collective group that we have. It really is by committee. Franz Wagner, finally, it seems like, you know, although he's had really good games, it felt like he's been struggling. Like he really hasn't been able to get into his groove. Today, he had an awesome, awesome game. Maybe not so much in the first half, but the second half, we really got to see, you know, Franz Boogie really, really take over. Also, Cole Anthony, man. Cole Anthony is doing exactly what we needed him to do. Yeah, he's not starting. Yeah, he's coming off the bench. Yeah, he's you know, sixth, seventh, eighth man, right? But my man dropped a 30-burger today. He ended the game.
Dude.
He's getting the minutes. He's doing work. He is the sixth best guard, rebounding guard in the NBA. Sitting at what? 6'1", 6'2"-ish? In the NBA, you really don't even...
Maybe.
Like, that's it's not accurate. Maybe. You know what? Now I'm curious. What is he honestly listed as?
They have him at...
If it's anything, if it says 6'3", they're lying.
6'2".
Yeah, Wikipedia is saying 6'3". Yeah, I'm not buying it. My man's barely hitting 6'1". Barely. Barely.
What did he say in the post game interview last game? I think he said 5'10". Like that's a joke that at 5'10", he's stealing rebounds. I think he's 6 feet, 6'1", maybe.
But that's a crazy thing, man, because you're not. Yeah, he's athletic, right? He can jump, but it's effort too, man. It's emphasis and wanting to grab the rebounds, and you're talking about a team that for the last few seasons we've struggled with rebounding, struggled hard. It's one of the things that we said that the Magic need to address, rebounding and shooting. And you have Cole Anthony just going out there and giving all types of effort, man. You love to see it. And it gets to a point now where the Magic, we're up there with Philly. We're up there with Boston, right? So now we have to take a look at this team and forget any expectations that we had before. It needs to be updated because let's be honest. Last season, we missed the play-in completely. We had a shot at it. If we were healthy, I think we would have made it. 100%.
Yep.
I'm confident saying that. This was a season where we say play-in at minimum. But now, how do you not look at the team that we have, whether you're a fan, whether you're the national media, and say, if the Magic don't make the playoffs, then it's a disappointment. The play-in is no longer like who is talking play-in? Nobody's talking play-in. The team isn't talking play-in. The coach Moses isn't talking play-in. Nobody's talking play-in. The expectation right now for this team is updated to playoffs.
For sure. I mean, look at the standings. I'm looking at it right now. The playing teams right now are playing about 500 basketball right now. The Knicks are two games over 500, but other than that, they're all 8-8 right now. So 500 basketball. The Magic are seven games above 500 as of this moment. So it would take a minor collapse for this team to kind of fall back into 500 basketball, and hopefully we don't see it. It's the opposite, man. Like, this team right now is about to get healthier. You're about to get, hopefully, Wendell pretty soon, Markel pretty soon. On top of this, dude's playing great right now. They're getting even more help. And on top of that, you got guys like Caleb Houston come off the bench today, play 12 minutes, give you 6 points, a couple of three-pointers. You got Jay Howard killing it in Osceola right now, which, again, we'll talk about that later. So it's like, you feel safe knowing that if someone does go down for a couple games, we have enough depth to make that up. That was never the case before. So to your point, I think if the Magic drop below six at this point, like by April, in my eyes, that would be a disappointment. It would have taken a major injury, God forbid that happens. Something would must have gone south injury-wise for me to understand that collapse. But right now, the way this team is playing, man, top six in the East has to be the ultimate goal.
Yeah, and speaking of death, we got to see Caleb Houston come out and give meaningful minutes. Caleb Houston was a plus 17, dropped 6 points in 12 minutes, 1-for-2 from the 3-point line, hit a confident 3 free throws. This team, that's really the biggest difference. Last year, without Markelle Fultz, without Wendell Carter, we struggled. We would struggle. Right now, we're not dealing with that. We're just not. It's next man up mentality. It's Anthony Black. It's Goga, and they're doing enough for us to still be able to compete and be successful with the competition, because you have Franz, Paolo, Cole Anthony, and everyone else stepping up. And this team I can't think back to a time where it has been this much fun watching the Magic play. It's been awesome.
You got to go back to what, 2010, really? Like, even those last couple of years of Dwight here, last year of Dwight, you knew what was coming. You heard the rumors, the whole rumors to the Nets, and all these things were going on. So that wasn't fun. You knew it was coming to an end. But really, 2009 is when I can think of some Magic fan, me coming to every game thinking, the Magic got a chance tonight. Like, I really have not felt that way since then. And we talked about it off air a little bit. Think about the 2019 run. The 2019 run where we made the playoffs, you know, Michael Carter Williams. That was fun. But realistically, we knew there was a ceiling to that team. And that ceiling was very low. It was pretty much eighth or ninth in the East. And if you make the playoffs, you win one or two games max. With this team, we're in the ground level, man. We're in the elevator. We're pressing. What button do we press? Is it the 10th floor? We don't know, because this team can be incredible. Not only this season, but for years to come. You got to realize, Paolo and Franz are 20 and 21, man. Like, these kids have so much room to grow. Jalen sucks. Cole Anthony. So the foundation is being built right now in Orlando. How it truly develops the next couple of years, we'll find out. But the fun thing about this is like the Dwight years, back in 07, 06, we're seeing the greatness. But what this team will be 2 years from now, a year from now, my goodness. But for now, let's focus on the present. I do want to give a huge shout out, man, to our front office. And by the way, I want to mention this. Anthony Parker, man, like, this dude, I've seen him on every game. I guess he sits near me because I see him every game. The coolest thing today, I see this dude. He's our general manager. He is buying a freaking Cuban bowl at the Cuban little concession stand. I look at my wife like, why is our general manager in the regular line buying a Cuban bowl like a regular human being and going to his seat and just watching the game like a regular person? I'm impressed by that. Like, I really respect him, the fact that he's doing that. Because, again, I've seen the other guys in the front office in their suites watching the game comfortably. This dude is with the people. I don't know what he's doing in regular seats and buying concession stand foods, but he's doing it. But I do want to say, man, like, the people that we're bringing into Orlando right now, they just don't make mistakes. You think about Goga, Anthony Black, Caleb Houston, even Schofield to some degree. Like, the guys have brought in the last couple of years that they've been throw-ins. They've been just additions because we've needed them, or just to see what they can bring to the table. They don't make mistakes. Like, Caleb Houston goes in the game, there's no silly turnovers. There's no rush shots. There's no, you know, playing too fast. It's incredible to me what they've been doing the last few years, picking up these players. I mean, Goga, when was the last time you went to a game or you watched the game and you said, Goga, what are you doing? Like, it just doesn't happen. He's doing, he knows what his role is. He knows what to do. So major shout out to our front office, because we know the core pieces are in Orlando. We know who they are. It's Paolo, it's Franz, it's Wendell, Markel, these guys, right? But the complementary pieces are fitting in so nicely, and they're just playing their role. So major shout out to the front office, because to win games, you need that, and they're doing that.
Yeah, and listen, the fan base is just hyped, hyped. I've seen the videos online of there being Orlando Magic chants on the way down of the escalators. Our spaces, man, our spaces have grown. Last season, we probably averaged anywhere from 25 to 60, you know, 60, 70 people in you know, the spaces at one time post-game. You know, right now I'm looking, just doing a quick check, we have about 130, 150 people right now in live spaces listening. Crazy. And talking about the Orlando Magic. You got Dante Marcatelli in the spaces right now talking to the fan base about this team. There's just people right now who are absolutely hyped about this basketball team. And this is something that we've wanted. We've wanted this feeling for a very, very long time. We're hyped. The team is hyped. And the sky is the limit. There is no limit for this team. Now, let's talk about the why. Why is it that the Magic are doing this now? What is it that changed? Why are the Magic so good? We're looking at a 7-game win streak, the longest active win streak right now in the NBA. Why are the Magic playing so well?
I mean, some key takeaways, and major shout out to the Magic who put out this article and highlighted some key stats. Honestly, I wasn't even aware of, but like one of them is the Magic ranked number one so far this season in forcing turnovers. So we know the defense is incredible, but they're doing that. They're forcing turnovers. That starts with Jalen Suggs. Then he takes a rest. J.I. comes in, creating chaos. That is their number one thing. They're forcing turnovers. Opponents are averaging 17 of them per game. The last team to do so were the 2019-2020 Bulls. So again, it's a really good defensive effort to bring it in every single night. Think about second chance points. Opponents are only averaging 11.7 of them against the Magic. Second fewest in the league. So to your point earlier, we're rebounding the ball really, really well. The Magic are also averaging, which is incredible to me, 58.3 points in the paint. That is the third most in this winning streak span across the league. And Orlando is also averaging the second most shots within 5 feet of the basket. So let me stop it there for a second before we continue. What are your thoughts on that? Because I've noticed that the Magic offense is ball movement. We're going to attack the paint. We're either going to finish, get fouled, or pass it back out for a three-pointer. So what are your thoughts on that? Because that has really impressed me. Like Cole Anthony's mindset is, I'm going to get the ball and attack the hoop. Jalen Suggs, same thing. Paolo and Franz, same thing. And that is so good to see, because we have, again, young legs, athletic guys, strong guys. They should be doing that. But what are your thoughts on that particular stat?
It's the advantage that we have. You have players that can finish around the basket. Yeah, there's times where Jalen Suggs kind of like there was a moment today where, you know, he had to go ahead on the fast break and he drove it to the basket, but he also had 3-4 people on top of him. So it wasn't the greatest look. But that's not always the case. There's so many opportunities where he's taken it to the basket and he has a legitimate good shot of being able to make a basket out of it. And I think that that's just been the consistent game plan from the very beginning. We know, listen, it's no secret. We're not the best offensive team in the NBA. We're not creating some crazy blueprint, right? But we have hard-nosed defense team that can do damage offensively. Yeah, maybe we can sharpen the iron a little bit around the three-point shot. Right now, Orlando ranks 27th in three-point percentage and 26th in turnovers. But we're nonstop. We're go, go, go. We're pushing the pace. There's moments where the Magic do fall into hero ball. There are moments where we just go one-on-one. We saw Franz Wagner do that how many times today? But you have the advantage. That's the glue of this team. It's what highlights this team. It's the fact that you have two combo forwards that can do it all. So why not take advantage of your speed, of Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero? Paolo Banchero, there's moments where Paolo, the defense collapses on him because they know that you have to, and it frees everybody up. If you don't think that for the reason why Franz Wagner was able to drop his 30-point game today wasn't because of Paolo Banchero, you're crazy. But it's because you have to pick your poison. The Magic are a pick-your-poison team. Do you try to create your game plan to stop Franz or to stop Paolo? And if you do, then you still have Cole Anthony that can do damage. The minute that you bring back Markel and Wendell, that's even more. Like, we already have one of the best second units. And I think that that's the part that needs to be highlighted the most. The Magic are doing so well because of our second unit play. They've been holding us over.
Huge. And I'll tell you what, like, we've played these great teams against the Celtics, the Nuggets. One thing that I kept saying to people was, that's our way to stay in the game. If our starters cannot get it done or they're falling behind a little bit, our bench can come in and they'll give us a boost. Because those top tier teams in the East, guess what, man? They have no depth. They really don't. Like, when the bench comes in and Giannis is resting and Tatum is resting, guess what? That's our advantage. We bring in J.I., Mo Wagner, Cole Anthony, Gary Harris. Go, go, go. You know, outscore them.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Saving money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stomper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stomper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
By 10, 12 points, that may be enough to win the game. And if you've been watching this week, that's what's been happening. Against Denver, that happened. Against the Celtics, that happened. The bench brought us back into the game or gave us the lead. And that's going to be huge. And on that point, that's another point where the Magic have been winning. Only the Pacers bench is averaging more points than the Magic's reserves right now. Also, our bench collectively averages 19.6 minutes of playing time. That is the fifth most in the NBA. So meaning our starters are getting rest. There's enough trust to let them play and know they're going to do well out there. And that group, the bench group, also rebounds at a very high level. They're amongst all second units. They rank third in that department. So again, when you think about our bench, it's not only scoring, they're defending well, they're rebounding well. And lastly, as a team, man, we rank fourth in charges taken, third in deflections, and third in defensive loose balls recovered. That I read that and I'm thinking Jalen Suggs, J.I. automatically. Dudes that just all game long are just tipping balls, diving on the floor. Mo Wagner as well. So again, man, we've been preaching defense for so long since our front office got here. It's defense first, defense first. We started with drafting J.I., drafting Mo Bamba, drafting Chuma. The whole thing was defense first. Guess what, man? We thought they were crazy for a while. Now that we're seeing it come to life, it's fun to watch, man, because these dudes are getting it done.
The Magic have this unique knack of being able to surprise people. And we've seen glimpse of it. It just hasn't been able to, we haven't been able to see a full season of it. We did see some glimpse of it last season. You can debate the season prior to that. But the minute that the Magic drafted Cole, if you would have told me, like, yo, relax a little bit, the Calvary is coming, I couldn't see the vision. Like, nobody really could. The Magic ended up bringing Jalen Suggs, Franz Wagner, Paolo Banchero. Little by little, this team started building and forming. Now you take a look at what the Magic are able to do now, and how do you not, you like, let's take a look it, right now. Pull up the Eastern standing.
Yep.
Right now, who's in eighth place?
Eighth place right now is Cleveland, 8-8.
Okay. So right now, we're third, right? So that means that we would go first round fifth. So who's the fifth?
Fifth right now is Indiana.
Indiana. Right now, who's afraid of the Indiana Pacers? You take the Magic going against the Indiana Pacers right now. Granted, I know that there's still a whole entire season, a lot of basketball left to play, but right now you're going against the Indiana Pacers. Who's afraid of the Pacers?
So wait, so if the Magic are second right now, they would actually play Cleveland in the first round. That would be the seventh. That would be New York Knicks in the first round.
And that's, you don't even know that because they still have to go through a play-in. So correct. Who knows that's right. Who that team might be, right?
That's right.
Because right now we're tied. We're tied for second. So second, third. I think we're tied right now with Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken. So who knows who it is that you might face, right? But I promise you, and this is something that I keep hearing from a national media standpoint, they keep using the words dangerous with the Orlando Magic, and I can't think of a better description of what this team is, because we are big. We are long, and we are disciplined. The fact that the Magic have the number one defense in the NBA, if one person deserves the credit, is, yeah, you can credit the front office because they're the ones that put the people together. But Coach Most, man, from the very beginning, he preached defense first. And myself saying, all right, can we preach some shooting? Can we preach some offense? And to come from an era where we had Vooch and Evan and AG, and there was a moment in time where we were struggling to score 100 points in the game, 100 points. And here we're at a 7-game winning streak, and the Magic just dropped 130 on the Hornets. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love it. Kudos to Coach Most. Kudos to the Magic team. Kudos to the front office. We just hope that this can continue and this isn't just a moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man. We've got to take advantage of this crazy run that we're in. Think about the next couple of games that we have. And again, we'll talk about it towards the end of the show. We got the Wizards coming up next, man. Like, you got to head into this next couple of days off that you have, by the way, well-deserved, because the Magic have been traveling a ton. They've been playing hard. They need this next couple of days off to kind of rest and let their body heal. But coming into those two games against the Wizards, last two games of this homestand, you got to take him as, hey, man, we got to attack these games like if we're playing the Celtics, like if we're playing the Lakers. Come energized, play hard. Dude, you could easily be 14-5 before you head to Brooklyn on Saturday. Imagine that, 9 games over .500 entering December. Like, that would be wild. To your point, like, you're basically securing yourself early in the season, hopefully a top 6 seed in the East. So all these games matter. I do care about every single one game. Like, that's why, to me, like, people say, oh, it's a game in January, a game in December. To me, every game matters, because at the end of the day, you might be the 7th seed in the East all of a sudden instead of the 6th because you lost that one game against the Wizards. So it's been fun. It will continue to be fun because the team, we're just getting started in the season. But they got to keep this mindset going. And to your point, once Markel and Wendell come back, in my mind, take another level. Like, we should be better with them on the lineup. We shouldn't see a 3-game losing streak because they're back. They know what we're doing. They know the offense. They know the defensive schemes. They're learning on the bench what's working. Like, not for nothing, Goga, what Goga's doing, Wendell should be soaking that in. Oh, so I don't have to try that hard. All I have to do is protect the paint. All I have to do is rebound balls and just run, and I'm going to get easy dunks. Okay, I shouldn't be trying to do three-point shots here and there and fade away post-ups. Like, it's so simple for Goga. Why can't it be for Wendell? Because to your point, they're triple-teaming Paolo. They're double-teaming Franz. Guess who's hoping most of the time? It's either going to be him or Markel. So, again, man, it's going to be a fun December all the way through April. Let's enjoy this moment. We have not had many moments like this. So when Celtics fans are complaining, oh, this is your Super Bowl, this is your finals, call it whatever you want. We're beating your asses. That's what it is. So take it for now. Let's have some fun with this. And let us enjoy it, man. We've suffered the most the past 8 years with injuries.
It's facts.
We're finally winning. And you're whining about the fact that we're celebrating or the Sucks is pumping his chest and getting the crowd hyped. Bro, let us enjoy it. You're having your moments. You've made it to the finals if you're a Celtics fan. You won if you're the Raptors back in 2019. You've had your moment. Let us enjoy this moment. We haven't had this. That's all I can say.
And just to kind of touch base on it, because we haven't spoke about it yet. The comments of the Super Bowl and the Magic playing too hard, these were all comments that Eddie House made.
True.
One, like, we really shouldn't be spending energy on Eddie House. But it feels now like it's part of just kind of what you do now when you play against the Celtics. Like, mm-hmm. Eddie House is you know, living rent-free in my mind, because now they're synonymous. Like, Boston Celtics, Eddie talks smack about Eddie House, and that's just kind of what you do. But yeah, man, I don't understand regular season playing too hard. Like, there's no such thing, especially if you're a young team with a chip on your shoulder looking for something to prove, right? And the Magic, just they have this swagger about them that they are going to play hard, because they're playing for their coach. We heard about it over and over and over again in the offseason with Gary Harris and Markelle Fultz talking about they want to win games for Coach Most because he's one of the good ones, right? These guys are playing for each other. They're playing for their head coach. Their chemistry is on another level. And I love the fact of where we're at in the schedule. 7-game winning streak. We got the Wizards on Wednesday, the Wizards again on Friday. You win those two games, now you're at a winning streak of 9. And then you
Which is, by the way, our record. That's the longest winning streak in Magic history is 9. So if we can win those amazing. Two, that
even better. Even better. But then you go against Brooklyn, which Brooklyn was the first team that we lost to in our in-season tournament. So it makes you feel like if the Magic could win 10 in a row, right? Takeover. That's from a national media perspective, there's no way that one ESPN doesn't relook at their schedule and say, hey, we got a lot of games of these San Antonio Spurs and Victor Wembanyama, and they're stinking it up. How are we not having the Magic up there? But then also, this is your way of kind of proving yourselves fighting in the East against a team that kind of stomped it on you a bit. That, you know, it's I view it as a revenge game. So,
for sure.
Man, it's that Brooklyn game is a game that I have circled. The Wizards are struggling. They've only won two games this season. They're in last place in the East. I'm not sure. Is there another worse team than the Wizards right now in the West?
In the East?
In the West. Like, are they the worst team in the NBA?
In the West, Portland, maybe? Let me actually take a look. That's a good question, because I haven't looked at the bottom of the standings for the first time
I got it right here.
Years.
Okay, the Wizards, so yes, the worst. Yes, the Wizards are the worst team in the NBA. Yes, Spurs has only won 3 games. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Like, Victor Wembanyama, I get the hype. I get it. But who is surprised by their record? It's okay. Grizzlies also playing terrible without Ja. They're 3-13. Wizards, we've seen, you know, the videos that have gone viral with Jordan Poole not being fully engaged and then, you know, getting called out for it, and then all of a sudden he's super focused in the huddle. I thought that was funny. but the Wizards are a complete mess. Shout out to Josh Robbins. And the Magic have an opportunity to really capitalize on those two games before they end up going against Brooklyn. And again, this is a team that they hung their hat on the defensive side. When it comes to defense, who do you believe is our best defensive player? Like, who do you give that title to? Do you give it to Jonathan Isaac? Do you give it to Jalen Suggs, who Cole Anthony credits the two of them for being our defensive anchors, for being the two heads of the snake? Who would you consider is our best defensive player? If you need a stop, who are you sending out?
It's a hard question, man. Obviously, because one is a guard, one is a big, right? So you cannot, when you can have them both out there, which you've seen a couple times, so we're ends of games, and that's been fun to watch. The fact that J.I. is finally playing closing out games for us. I got to go with Jalen today just because the fact that he's more reliable. He's out there more. I think J.I. eventually will get there. Like today, he missed a game against the Hornets last minute, being precautionary. Like, I hate it because let him play. If he's healthy, he's healthy. So because of the fact that I can depend on him more on a game-to-game basis, I'm going to say Jalen Suggs. But you'll be lying to yourself if you don't say when J.I. is fully healthy and he's playing. We've seen it since he was a rookie. The skills, the fact that he can be a defensive player of the year type of player in this league, J.I. is that guy. He can block shots, he can steal, he can guard well without fouling. So to me, I think J.I., when he is 100%, is definitely that guy. But today, I would say Jalen Suggs is that guy for me. How about you?
I'm going with Jonathan Isaac. I'm going with Jonathan Isaac.
I don't blame you.
Just because he's held that within him since we drafted. Like, we've always known that he was an all-defensive type of player. And we've always known that. And what I love about Jonathan Isaac is that he doesn't care if you're their big man. He doesn't care if you're their guard. He'll get down in the defensive position a little lower if he has to, if you're a guard, and he'll D up. You can switch with him. It doesn't matter. He's going to guard his man. He's going to be able to get a stop with the man in front of him. With Jalen Suggs, you know, he's still tough, right? He's still a tough defender. He doesn't care either, but I like my chances more with Jonathan Isaac. And I think that Jonathan Isaac, not that Jalen Suggs doesn't hang his hat on the defensive end as much as J.I. I think they're both, you know, that guy when it comes to it. But I love watching Jonathan Isaac play defense. I love it. But I also love this energy that Jalen Suggs has this season that we did not see last year. Maybe not as much, right? Because still, we've seen moments of Jalen Suggs where he's pumping his chest. He's throwing out, you know, making sure he's highlighting the Orlando or the Magic name on his chest, right? We've seen that. But it seems like he's pissing off a lot of people, right, on opposing teams and opposing fan bases and national media. Brian Scalabrine was the most recent one where he called Jalen Suggs talentless, right? And then Jalen Suggs just decides to go off. And I love that no one else has caught up to it yet. I love that Vegas still hasn't caught up to it yet. They're starting to now. I'm glad that they haven't. It allows for me to have some extra change in my pocket, kind of. But man, this team has been fun. This team has been fun. Yeah, I would say Jonathan Isaac, but both are amazing. Now, Jet Howard was recently assigned to the Osceola Magic. His first debut game, he drops 34 points, went absolutely insane from behind the 3-point line. And then the second game wasn't as good. I would have to pull up the stats, but he only dropped about 7-8 points. Percentage from the 3-point line was not good. And then the third game, which he had today, was definitely a lot better. But what are your thoughts on Jet Howard being assigned to the G League? Do you think that this is, one, the right course, the right decision? And how do you see that being, or how do you see that impacting his development?
I mean, I love it. I think that some people were like, oh my goodness, we drafted this kid 11 and he's going to Lakeland. Like, I'm not Lakeland. Osceola, like that makes no sense. And to me, like, what do you mean? Like, this is exactly what Lakeland, oh my God, I keep calling it Lakeland. Osceola is intended for. It is for this particular moment. You got a rookie that has talent. On any other team, he would be playing. And the reality is, we are a good team right now. We have a ton of depth. if he was with the Magic on the bench, he would just be watching the games like me and you are. How's he going to get better by doing so? Instead, he's out there getting reps with the Magic G League team. And look at today. Today was his third game with the team, 17 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 for 6 from 3-point range. But to your point, 34, the first game, kind of struggled game 2. I think he scored 8 points, bounced back with 17 today. Again, I love it. I see no wrong with this. Let him go out there, shoot the ball, get some confidence. And I guarantee you, at some point in the season, we're going to need his depth. We're going to need him to step in and play some minutes for us. He'll be ready. He'll be, again, in game shape. He'll be figuring out his shot if he's struggling with it, but for any reason. So I like it. I see no wrong with it. How about you? Are you happy with that decision, or what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah. I love the fact that he's getting some extra reps. This is the reason why you bring the Osceola Magic to Kissimmee. This is why you take them from Lakeland and you bring them literally maybe 20, 25 minutes away from, you know, the Amway Center at Silver Spurs. It's the fact that they're so close. So it's not like you're sending him far away. This is literally just him being able to play a game, get some reps, and still work under the same scheme that they have with the A team, right? This is this is the reason why you have a G League. This is meant for you to be able to develop the game. So he's not getting the minutes for the Magic, which is understandable. Get some minutes with Osceola Magic. I love it. He's not the only rookie that's playing in the G League. I think I saw the other day that Grady Dick was sent to the G League recently. So this is something that you're starting to see way more common with rookies. I can't remember the percentage, but I saw a post that, you know, the G League had the other day where it's just a common thing. It's not anything that you should lose confidence in or confidence in your game. It's just something that's a part of the process. And hopefully, you know, he's able to see the benefits from it when it comes to a point where he's transitioning. You know, I would love to see, like, eventually I bring him back and don't just keep him on the bench. Like, if you're going to bring him, let's say they make the decision to bring him back to the A team, let's get him in and let's see if he's learned anything from it. Like, let's start getting that experience. But again, we talked about it earlier. Caleb Houston got into the game and we saw immediate impacts. That's what we want to see from Jet Howard. Jet Howard gets in the game. He's only playing 7-8 minutes. In those 7-8 minutes, what did you do to impact the game? Or do we even forget that you got into the game? We need to be able to see impact, especially, you know, this far gone where the Magic are trying to win and playing hard and are being successful. You can't just go in there and not do anything. Anthony Black has been kind of a little bit of a ghost the last few games. Even today seemed a little different. He did seem like he was a little more aggressive than other games. He still didn't play a whole lot, 14, 15 minutes, only scored about 2 points. But I felt like he impacted the game more today. What are your thoughts on Anthony Black?
I think, to your point, I don't know what changed. I felt like the first 2-3 games he played, like, he was actually shooting the ball, attacking the basket, more involved on the offensive end. Defensively, no complaints. The kid is battling. He's going for rebounds. He's going for steals. I love the energy on the defensive end. But if you're a starting guard on this team, and again, I've said it many times before, you got to impact the game. And he is doing it defensively. But I'm just saying, you got Jalen Suggs again that people still don't respect in this league as a shooter. Paolo is getting better. Franz was struggling to shoot the ball until today. We got to stretch out the floor a little bit. And if you're not a threat at all to either cut to the basket, attack the basket, or shoot threes, then I'm a little concerned. But he's not making mistakes. He's not making silly decisions out there. So he's doing good in that sense. I just got to see more aggressiveness. He's got to trust his game a little more. And again, if you're open, shoot it. If you see a lane, attack it. It's going to help your other teammates to get open. But other than that, again, at least he's not making mistakes. Against the Celtics, he did look like a rookie. His first couple of minutes, like, they were just bodying him and going right at him. And coach made a great decision, took him out right away. I just wonder if Markel's going to be out longer, which he shouldn't be, but let's say that he is. At some point, I wouldn't mind, to be honest. If they say, hey, Gary Harris, step up to the starting five, Jalen becomes a point guard, and all of a sudden, you kind of add another shooter to the starting five, because eventually teams will figure out what we're doing. And again, if Anthony Black is just a ghost, they will say, guess what? We don't even going to guard you. Like, let's just throw two guys at Paolo consistently or at Franz. So that's my only concern. I'm kind of seeing a little bit of a step backwards in his play lately. And as a rookie, that will happen. But mostly he has to respond. We're talking about accountability to everyone. Guess what? He needs to be held accountable too. So we'll see what happens to Markel. I hope that he is back after 2 days off here coming up. And then the Wizards come to town on Wednesday. I hope that Markel is ready, man, because I don't understand. The knee injury continues to be just discomfort. It's nothing drastic. But at this point, we need him back.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Yep, and truthfully, it wouldn't make sense to bring Markel back these next two games against DC. Again, last team in the Eastern Conference, last team in the NBA. It doesn't make sense. The Magic are playing really, really well. You feel confident that, you know, give them a break. Give Markel Fultz a break. I wouldn't be surprised if Jonathan Isaac doesn't play those two games. Gives him additional time to be able to heal up in a season where there's a lot of bruises and pains that go along with it. So I'm not expecting for them to come back. If they do, amazing. If they don't, not a big deal. But Tuesday is where we have the next date circled before our Wednesday game, where we kind of see exactly what ends up happening with the rest of the in-season tournament. Al, break that down. What does that look like?
Yeah, so we beat the Celtics, thankfully. So we hold a tiebreaker. So to kind of make sure people understand how it works now. So we are done. We've played our four games. We finished our first round with a 3-1 record. However, the Celtics have the chance to finish also with a 3-1 record. And so does the Brooklyn Nets. So the first tiebreaker that they look at is record against each other. So the Nets beat us. So if they finish 3-1 like we are right now, automatically they would advance because they beat us in our first game against them. So they would advance to the second round. However, if Brooklyn wins by fewer than 14 points and Boston also wins by fewer than 23 points, then that means that the Magic will win the Group C and advance to the second round. So again, let me say that again. So if Brooklyn loses, we're done. We qualify automatically. So we're rooting for Brooklyn to lose. That's the easiest thing to do. If they end up winning, then we're also rooting for Boston to win, but we want them to win by less than 23 points, Brooklyn by less than 14. Let me pause there for a second. Does that make sense so far? So how do we win Group C? That's how we do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Now, who is it that they play? Brooklyn?
So let me look at the schedule real quick. I had it up and close the window real quick. So Nets schedule. On Tuesday night, the next tournament game, they are playing against the Raptors.
The Raptors.
And the Celtics, I'm guessing, play the Bulls. Let me triple check here real quick. Yep, the Bulls. So basically, we need the Raptors to beat the Nets. All of a sudden, we Raptors fans and Magic fans go at it all the time. All of a sudden, we're best friends. We need you guys to help us out and beat the Nets. That's the easiest way out for us to advance to the quarterfinals. But let's say that doesn't happen. So let's say that Brooklyn wins and they qualify and they win by more than 14. And all this stuff happens. The first way is New York must win by fewer than 4 points or if they lose, Miami must win by fewer than 11 points or more than 15 points or ultimately loses. Cleveland wins by fewer than 16 points or loses, and Milwaukee wins or loses by more than 15 points. So it's messy, to say the least. So basically, all you got to root for is Brooklyn to lose on Tuesday. That's the easiest way out. Otherwise, we'll be doing some crazy math to end the night on Tuesday. But ideally, man, we see the Orlando Magic advance. It's a huge accomplishment for the Magic to come after losing the first game to the Nets the way they did, to come back and win the next three in-season tournament games and to be advancing to the quarterfinals. That would be massive. And hopefully they win the group and we can host that next game here at Amway Center because this team is rocking right now playing at home. So it's exciting. What are your thoughts on all this math and craziness? How are you liking the in-season tournament? Are you excited about what the NBA has done with it?
Yeah, so first and foremost, man, the Nets, they just stomped on the Bulls, 118-109. Toronto Raptors, they've been playing not good basketball either. So seeing the Brooklyn Nets really lose, it's just going to be a tough, tough scenario for them to lose. Like, something crazy has to happen. So it's fun. It's, what, 20-plus games into the season. We're treating it like it's a playoff. We're going to be watching other teams and seeing the results of that game and how it impacts the Orlando Magic. This is exactly why it was created. It was created to be able to build this type of hype in the season, in an 82-game season where they felt as if it got a little stagnant. You know, so the fact that there's so much more excitement, there's already been, you know, facts and stats saying that, you know, there's the viewers are up, they're making way more money. It's good for the NBA, it's good for the fans. Again, we still have the little things that we hope that they adjust and change and bring back a little more benefits for the teams outside of just cash. But outside of that, man, it's been a success in my book. So it's fun. It's fun to watch. Now we have to kind of wait and see what ends up happening. If the Magic can get some more meaningful basketball being played at such an early stage, is only going to help us prepare us for the postseason at the end of this season. And I think that that's the biggest takeaway that you're able to take from this. I've always said this, that when it comes to playoffs is the number one marketing tool that you have to be able to convince free agents to come play for your team. Because the minute that they feel as if, man, I'm that missing piece, Buddy Hield, who's expected to be a free agent, if he feels like, damn, look at that Magic team. They're terrible at shooting. They're playing great basketball. I'm amazing at shooting. If I go there, we can elevate that team. Not saying Buddy Hield specifically, just any free agent out there. That's kind of the marketing tool that I love to have. And the fact that we're able to kind of be on a platform where meaningful games are happening and we can get more attention on the Orlando Magic, I'm all for it. It's amazing. It's awesome. Huge one.
Yeah, man, I completely agree with you. I mean, from the beginning, again, you guys know I like soccer a little bit. I know in soccer is a massive thing. That this tournaments they do while the actual season goes on, it's massive in the world of soccer. So I think the NBA's vision was that. Like, how do we make people more entertained? How do we add more value than just a regular game in November? So I love what they're doing. I still think that eventually you should do maybe two games in November, two games in December, two in January. So kind of stretch it a little more. It'll make it more interesting throughout the whole season. But outside of that, man, I'm just really hoping the Magic advance, one, and two, that we can play that next game at home at Amway. That would be wild. And just seeing this team make it to the semifinals, to me, that's the ultimate goal, in my opinion. The finals will be incredible. That will be amazing. I will fly to Vegas if they make it to the finals. Don't get me wrong. But if they don't, the semifinals will be incredible for this team. Like, that experience, getting you ready for the playoffs, you're playing well as it is. You need that. So let's all just, again, pray and hope that Tuesday comes, the Nets lose, or one of those crazy scenarios happen, and we advance as a wild card team. It's going to be a fun week, just waiting for that Tuesday result to see what's going to happen next.
7-game winning streak. The Magic take on the Wizards on Wednesday, the Wizards on Friday to finish up our homestand. And, man, it is, and sorry, the Nets on Saturday. It is awesome, awesome time to be a Magic fan. It's awesome time to be watching these guys. And let's see if we can push the envelope just a little bit more, man. Get us that 10-game winning streak. Make history, make some noise, and keep getting these wins, man. Every single game counts. F the play-in, get into the playoffs, and prove to these people who we are and what we do. On that note, it's a wrap. I appreciate everyone for listening. This show was presented by Bet Online. Catch you guys next week.
For all the latest Magic news and updates, visit OrlandoMagicHQ.com and follow us on Instagram at OrlandoMagicHQ and on Twitter at OMagicHQ. Also, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your favorite listening platform.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.